Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Aktris dan petarung wanita Ronda Rousey, yang kita kenal juga laganya dalam film-film action diantaranya Fury 7 dan Mile 22, merasa sangat gembira ketika dilibatkan dalam pembuatan video game pertarungan dan bela diri yang sudah melegenda, Mortal Kombat. Tepatnya Mortal Kombat 11, sebagai pengisi suara salah satu tokohnya yang bernama Sonya Blade.
You've been looking for me, Scarlet. Hi, Sonya Blade calling in air support. Like, I was, like, shaking up there, like, buzzing, and, like, not too many things can, like, bring that feeling out of me anymore, and, like, yeah, this is an entire world and community in its own, and, like, this franchise just means so much to so many people, and I just want everybody that is so invested in Mortal Kombat to know that I am just as invested and just as excited to be part of this, if not more, and I just want to, like, blow it out of the park and prove everyone right that this is the right decision, and I really am Sonya Blade.
Dan kenapa dia seneng banget? Bukan hanya dia juga cinta olahraga bela diri, tapi tokoh yang disuarakannya ini adalah tokoh dalam video game yang membuat Ronda terobses dengan olahraga bela diri waktu dia masih kecil. Bahkan sebelum dia tahu kalau ibunya juga mantan juara dunia judo.
I found out about Sonya Blade before I found out that my mom was a world judo champion. So, like, I was already, like, obsessed with martial arts and Sonya. And, yeah, it's nuts.
Yang membuat Ronda takjub juga adalah ketika mengetahui salah satu gerakan favoritnya di dunia nyata ternyata juga menjadi gerak andalan tokoh Sonya Blade yang disuarakannya dalam versi terbaru Mortal Kombat ini.
Is it really a complete coincidence they put a rolling jujutsu armbar, my absolute favorite armbar that I've been training my whole life in this game? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe it is some of the influence goes back and forth, but it could have been I tried to become Sonya, and Sonya became me, and then I became Sonya again. It's like one of those chicken or the egg questions.
Wah, jadinya siapa yang menginspirasi siapa ya? Mengenai pengalamannya mengisi suara di video game, Ronda Rousey, mantan juara Olimpiade Judo, Mixed Martial Arts, dan pegulat profesional berusia 32 tahun, yang kini beralih profesi menjadi aktris ini, mengatakan,
I had to come in over several different days and be there for, like, you know, for a full day. And I think, like, the cool thing is, like, when you're really just focusing on how it sounds, you know, to put that extra, like, effort in things. I was doing a lot of, like, you know, that, like, the bouncing that happens. So, you know, like, you put that on the controller and you go in the other room to make a sandwich and they keep, like, bouncing. Like, I was doing, like, that, like, the whole time. And, like, I don't know. I just got to, like, be silly and be a kid and actually, like, pretend to be Sonya Blade and scream as loud as I could and, like, just, yeah, it was like a flashback to my childhood and getting to relive it, but actually in it and not just imagining it.
Tadi Ronda Rousey yang ikut terlibat dalam pembuatan video game Mortal Kombat 11. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama saya Dania Iman, dan sekarang sudah waktunya kami pamit. Jangan lupa ikuti terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Juga ikuti kami di akun media sosial VOA di Instagram, YouTube, dan juga Facebook at VOA Indonesia. Baiklah, saya pamit dulu dari VOA di Washington DC. Saya Dania Iman, success with you all the way. Bye! The Voice of America.